thing was sunk way before we started.
Move along. What's the next thing on our?
So please, everyone, donate at least $5 to the Buy Auntie Vera a New Suit campaign.
I agree. You know, who can't spare $5? Like the other day, I bought Fatty a book off his wish list, and that, you know, it was $10. It was less than $10.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, here's the stupid thing. He put the Kindle version on his wish list and then was all weird about the fact that I got him the Kindle version. Dude, it was on your wish list. I just clicked on the stupid send.
Because he doesn't have a Kindle, right?
But he has an
iPhone, so he has a Kindle.
He also has a Macintosh. He has a laptop. You can read Kindle on your PC. It's
No, I don't read on the PC.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This thing was sunk way before we started.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1427 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 16th of July, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. We're heading back to Spot and Big Fatty, and we've got voice letters and an update on Vegas. Yes. Hello, stoners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are stoners. You are stoners today because y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Dr. E. Pluribus Stone and that Daniel Biba, y'all, and that is the very last clip that I have from the Live It Up little show. Y'all, it's very sad. It's very sad. But y'all, there's happy music. There is happy music because y'all, 3 weeks. 3 weeks from this coming Friday, on August the 9th, y'all, that will be Dr. Stone's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, y'all, you got 3 weeks to send him a gift at. And, y'all, he would love the gift at if you would send him a note saying, Dr. Stone, I'd love to be a co-host if you do the Live It Up little show. Y'all, I would love to hear. There are several people I would love for him to do a little show with. Y'all, like that Turnip Head or Batshit Crazy Bacon. Yes, Big Freddy. Or maybe even that Kyle and the Hawaiians. Yes, Big Freddy. That would just be lovely. So anyway, y'all, even if you can't be a co-host, y'all, you can send a card. You can send a card to Dr. Stone, and y'all, if you need the address for stalking purposes, of course, only, just let Big Fatty know, and I'll pass that along to you. Big Fatty, are you sure you should do that? Well, I don't know. Anyway, y'all, busy day in the coal mine, but y'all, I got a lot done. And tomorrow is going to be another good day. I slept wonderfully on Sunday night. I don't know what was up with that, but I slept and the alarm went off. Y'all, it scared the living crap out of me. Just scared the living crap out of me. Big Fatty, is that what that brown stain is? Yes. Sunday night, we had the latest State of the Station little show, and y'all, I thought I'd tell you about it. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, we had a good crowd in the chat room on Sunday night. Now, y'all, I am going to be sending out an e-letter to all the little shows that I know are going to be in Vegas. And you'll get to select a block of time, your first, second, and third choices, and then you need to get that back to me by this coming Sunday, the 21st. So anyway, mark that on your calendars. And there you have it. And then if there are other little shows that decide they want to come to Vegas after the schedule is made up, then we'll be able to add them at any open slots that we have. Also, y'all, if you're looking for a good place to find to compare airfares, y'all, I brought this up. Go to ITA, those are the three letters, itasoftware.com. And, y'all, they do price comparisons if you're still looking for your Aereo Plano ticket to Vegas. And, y'all, that Adam Burns has been busy over there at the WWW. Y'all, there's a tab over there that says Vegas. You can click on that, and then across the top there, there's general information about the raffle. How to sign up for little shows, the special T-shirt, and y'all, there'll be much more added very soon. And our next State of the Station is the 28th. Yes, McFreddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fat. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Dear Big Fatty and Poodle McDougal, can you please ask your telephonic messagerie device operator to switch back on the batshit crazy translator and down a little bit the double speed to normal speed? I just couldn't understand what Kathy Bacon said yesterday. I understood she had to go out for donuts for Sydney, and then everything gone black and dark in my mind. I just couldn't understand. So please switch the device back, because we really need it. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty, what is he talking about? I have no idea what he's talking about, Poodle. But y'all, first of all, y'all, that was Hat M, the crazy Mexican over there in the Budapest. Anyway, he was referring to a call that came in from Miss Bacon that didn't make any sense. But you know, Hadam, that's every call from Miss Bacon. It doesn't matter if it comes into the BFO or goes to Live It Up, a little show. You know, it's batshit crazy, and that's why we love Miss Bacon. And Hadam, I gotta tell you, I don't understand what the hell you're talking about either. So. Oh, y'all, that is some of that Italian spaghetti that I had for my lunch. And but anyway, Hat M, thank you so much for calling. It was just lovely, lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Mr. Big Fatty. This is Jay the Horn Cop and Ron. And just calling to say hello. We haven't talked in a while. We haven't left you a voice letter, and we're very sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
We have a few questions for you, so why don't you go ahead and cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from, it's a duo, y'all. It is Jay the Haunt Cub and Ron, boys.
All right, question one. On Lostel, we want to discuss, we had a group, all of the people that have been our conquest over our lifetime into a mode of transportation. Which mode would it be? And it went from anything from I think, a small bus to a QE2. And I was just curious, Mr. Fatty, where you would place this. If you had to get all your genitalers over all the years together, put them in one spot, would they need a train to carry them, or a plane, or the QE2? I'm assuming it wouldn't be anything less than that. I think it's one.
And then after you've answered that, I'd like to know how many gentlemen callers at a time was the most. So that's our question for today. I'm sure we'll dream up of some in the future. Have a wonderful day. We love you. Thank you for calling. Bye, Big Daddy. Bye.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that's Jay, the Haunt Cub, and Ron. And first of all, guys, thank you so much for calling. It's just lovely to hear your voices. And these are excellent questions, by the way. And all I got to say is the QE2 is probably where we're going. And I can assure you it ain't a train. If you were waiting at the railroad crossing for that train to go by, you'd age. You'd have to measure the time in years. And the number of gentlemen callers at one time, it was probably five or six. Yes, McFaddy!
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom in the Chicagos. I just wanted to give you a call. I was listening to a show from a couple of days ago, and I happened to think I was listening to David, that Blue Jeans guy. You always play the crickets when he calls, and you have got to find some kind of bat wing flapping sound that you can play behind Kathy Bacon, because she is motherfucking batshit crazy. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that is Dicka. That's Dicka from up there in the Chicagos. You know, he and T. Wickles, he's probably calling from one of their places up there. And, Tom, this is an excellent. First of all, thank you for the call. That was just lovely to hear your voice. It's been forever. And and this is an excellent idea. And, y'all, if any of you have some suggestions of a batshit crazy sound that could play whenever Miss Bacon calls, y'all, I'd love to get your input. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it, but anyway, Tom, I think this is it's a lovely idea. In fact, I went and goggled batshit crazy MP3, and y'all, there's evidently some sort of music that's called That Shit Crazy. But I think it's at hip hop or whatever. And you know, big fatty. You know, I'm so old. I have a broken hip hop. Big fatty, you're silly.
Hi, big fatty. Do not play this on your show.
Yeah, I see y'all. That y'all speaking about shit crazy. Y'all, that is Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. He's up there in the Vancouver. The Vancouver, Northern Mexico, and Scotty, thank you for calling, and I'm sorry you didn't want me to play it on the little show, and I hope you've had a lovely visit up to Northern Mexico. It would have been nice if you'd stayed an extra day or so in the Hatlanta, but you know, poor Berg Potter.
Hello, Zig. Daddy.
Big Freddy, Timmy, Sam, dear. Hi, Timmy. Big Freddy, Timmy didn't want you to play this on the little show. He specifically said, Big Freddy, please do not play my phone, my silly phone call on your little show. And Big Freddy, you're playing it and you're not doing what he's asked. So I don't understand why you did that.
Bye, Poodle.
Bye, Timmy. Well, Poodle, I'm sorry. I forgot. I just forgot. So, anyway, Timmy, thank you so much for calling. And I'm sorry I played it on the little show. Everybody, please disregard. Please disregard the call from that Timmy Sims. Because I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. You can say that again, Big Curdy. Yeah, guys, y'all, last time we were over here at Spot and Big Fatty, who sent that? Oh, it was Michael in Stuttgart sent that picture of Big Fatty celebrating Canada Day by getting his beaver wax. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. And then Miss Beaver's second cousin, twice removed, also sent a picture. Y'all, it's of a bus. Big Fatty's on the bus, y'all. And it says, Big Fatty getting a ride at the local Northern Mexico Beaver Amusement Park. And y'all, it says, Ride the Beaver. Beaver! Fatty, ride the Beaver Volga. And y'all then, another one from up there in northern Mexico. Y'all that Mr. Mike Perry up there in Squamish. It says, spotted one of Big Fatty's baby pictures. The nurses were concerned about a gas leak. Poor little Big Fatty. Y'all, that is just vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, now I was reading a couple of, I guess it was sometime last week, about the clearing the gene pool about these crazy, stupid people. And, you know, the man walked into the gun store with a police car out front and held it up. And the policeman and all the gun owners in the place shot him and all that kind of stuff. Well, y'all, we got down to the honorable mention on that. I thought I'd just pick it up again today. Paul Stiller, 47, and his wife Bonnie were bored just driving around at 2 a.m. in the morning, so they lit a quarter stick of dynamite to toss out the window to see what would happen. Apparently, they failed to notice that the window was closed. Beep! The runner-up, y'all, the runner-up, Carrie Bingham, had been drinking with several friends when one of them said they knew a person who had bungee jumped from a local bridge in the middle of traffic. The conversation grew more and more excited, and at least 10 men trooped along the walkway of the bridge at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Upon arrival at the midpoint of the bridge, they discovered that no one had brought a bungee rope. Bingham, who had continued drinking, volunteered and pointed out that a coil of lineman's cable lay nearby. They secured one end around Bingham's leg and then tied the other to the bridge. His fall lasted 40 feet before the cable tightened and tore his foot off at the ankle. He miraculously survived his fall into the icy water and was rescued by two nearby fishermen. Bingham's foot was never located. And the winner, y'all. Here's the winner. Oh, winner, chicken dinner. Zookeeper Friedrich Reisfeldt of Paderborn, Germany. I wonder if Michael in Stuttgart knows him. We'll never know because he's unsubscribed. Fed his constipated elephant 22 doses of animal laxative and more than a bushel of berries, figs, and prunes before the plugged-up pachyderm finally got relief. Investigators say ill-fated Friedrich, 46, was attempting to give the ailing elephant an olive oil enema when the relieved beast unloaded. The sheer force of the elephant's unexpected defecation knocked Mr. Reisfeldt to the ground, where he struck his head on a rock as the elephant continued to evacuate 200 pounds of dung on top of him. It seems to be just one of those freak accidents that proves shit happens. Beef, Fatty! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. And y'all, I hope you'll be back here on Hump Day. And y'all, send me your ideas for batshit crazy music. Don't forget that Dr. Stone has got that celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up. Dr. Stone, would you like to dispense any medical advice to everyone listening to the show?
This thing was sunk way before we started.
Oh, well, you know, that's about par for the course for the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.